Hey guys, welcome to Dream Makeup. If you are new to my channel, I just want to say thank you for listening. If you've been here, I just want to say thanks. In this segment, I'm going to talk about life, really, because I believe that life and dreams are the same thing, in a sense, just different realms. The reason why this segment is about life is because what else should it be about, you know? Like, everything is related to life, you know what I mean? Everything that is life. And, you know, I feel like just disappointed at life sometimes in my life, not at life in general. I think life in general is beyond amazing. It's beyond anything that I can actually conceptualize when I think about space and how things are not possible in so many spaces and how much life is here on the planet. It's really remarkable and a little bit too good to be true. You know, and they say if it's too good to be true, it's probably because it is too good to be true. But maybe it's just that good beyond of what we can conceptualize is what I was trying to say. So follow me. So basically, I've just been disappointed in life most of my life, you know, just a really bad setup, if you will, from the gate. There wasn't a lot of, you know, angels as far as humans doing angelic interventions in my life. There have been some that given me knowledge along the way, but I really kind of had to figure it out on my own most of the time, and I honestly feel like I still do. So there has been a component in my life, not in life itself, but in my general life, where one of the equations is me against the world, me figuring things out and not really having a lot of guidance. And I think that's why it's so important for me to give that to the world before I go. I feel like I've succeeded in that, you know, like I'm 34 years old and I feel that I've done this Dream Makeup podcast. What are we now, 2 years in? And it's out there, man. Like, I don't know who's going to find it or who's already found it, but I have a sense of fulfillment knowing that if something did happen to me, you know, the people that do know me, could go find Dream Makeup and listen to my thoughts. And so I'm happy about that. And then my music is out there. I mean, I really accomplished a lot in a short amount of time, and I'm just proud of myself for that. But on the same token, it's still just me. Like, I want to believe that there's others out there that can relate to me, but my perception and my reality is that I'm just talking in my living room alone. And it's sad. It really is sad because I want to really touch people, you know, in their heart. I want to see people in their eyes. I mean, I think that's the most thing that I miss, being from, you know, Hawaii, the Pacific, is people really look each other in the eyes. And since I've lived here on the East Coast, people don't. And it's disappointing. And it's just another reminder that I'm alone. Because there's no one around, ever. Even when they're, you know, when they are around, they, quote unquote, are around people that are in my sphere of influence. It's like they're not there for me. And if you can relate to this, I want to let you know that, you know, having faith makes you feel like you're not alone. And if you're thinking, what does this have to do with dreams? I'm going to give it to you. Just give me a second. I'm trying to build up, set it up to knock it down, you know? So my whole point is this. We don't know what is to come. You know, like in the Bible, it says, you know, God's supposed to come like a thief in the night. But I feel like that's also like a metaphor to all things that come in our life. because we don't know when we're going to meet the love of our life. You know how many guys I thought were the love of my life? Come on. You know, of course we want some guys to be the love of our life that we meet along the way. But the one that becomes the love of your life just comes out of nowhere. You know, people try to plan their pregnancies. Some can't even have children, you know, but then one day, boop, they get pregnant. You know, I'm not saying that you can't plan out things in your life and things will go accordingly. But what I'm saying is, even when you plan, life intercepts and does what it wants. So that's the disappointment, is the control. The control of wanting to plan and, you know, dictate what happens next, what is to come. And I know that was one of my segments previously, what is to come. Well, being in control makes you feel like you can kind of manipulate life, right? And if you can manipulate life, maybe you can manipulate your dreams. But that's just not how it works, because life, quote unquote, will intercept everything, even in your dreams. Have you ever had a dream and it was like the best dream ever, and then all of a sudden you wake up and then you try to go back in the dream, you can't get back in because life was like, no. And then you go into another dream and it's like the worst dream ever. It's like as if the component of trying to grasp life is it intervening when you do that. Life, quote unquote, does not like when we play God, when we try to control it, because you see, everything is already made out for us, laid out for us, okay? And so the dreams come in to guide us, because we get lost and we get distracted. And when we get stuck in our disappointments, which is AKA control, then our dreams can come in and then intercept, like much like life. So I want you to start thinking of your dreams as life trying to tell you what's to come, because you are meant and made and born to do X, Y, and Z. Everything has a purpose. There is not one thing on this earth that does not have a purpose. That is one thing about life and this earth and everything around us. If you notice, it does something. Birds fly, you know, the fish, they swim, they even do more than that, you know. They're for us to enjoy, to see, to admire, to learn. So there's so many layers of our purposes in this life. So we have to understand that we cannot allow our emotions to control our actions when it comes to our life. But we all do it. And it's okay, because we all fall short. But you have to catch yourself when you do it. That's why it's so important to have a relationship with yourself. That's why being lonely is not that bad. It's sad sometimes, but it's not that bad, because you become your own best friend. And God, if you don't believe in God, just listen. The component of God is spiritual. And if you are with yourself and alone, and you only have your thoughts come from the spirit realm. So you pretty much have access to a God component by allowing yourself to be in your own space. Because you can only look within for the things that you need. And that is the key to really finding out what is to come, is looking within and not looking without. You can look around you all day. There is nobody out there that can give you what God has planned for you. Okay? I don't care if it's Lil Wayne. Or I don't know why I thought of Lil Wayne's name. But basically, anybody with money. I mean, it could be George Clooney, Denzel Washington, Donald Trump, Michelle Obama, anybody out there, Ellen, Oprah. Oh, they look like they have everything, right? They probably have a lot in life. but you don't know what they're carrying on a day-to-day basis. You don't know the substance and responsibilities and purposes that God put on them. It's as if the more you have, the more responsibility you will have, the more purpose, but the more jobs you're going to have in life, because God gave you that blessing to do more blessings or to do whatever your purpose is supposed to do. So, you know, we all have substance as far as the blessings of that God gives us, but we have to start listening from within. That is the message, that we are not life. We're not. We are just in life. Okay. We are who we are. You know, we are our own being. We all are all the individual beings, and we come in this world alone. We die alone. We leave it alone. And what happens is when we're in this world, we start forgetting where to find ourselves. We start looking at everybody else. Now you have to follow people. Somebody's got a new idea. Someone's got a new this, new that. You start looking around you on how to live your life, but everything that you need is already in you. I'm not saying that it's not good to learn from each other. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to teach each other and evolve. But you can't forget that the power is always within. And within, you will find your dreams, because that's where they are too. You have to start looking at the components that are within. Your thoughts, your dreams, your feelings even. I mean, it's okay to feel emotions. That is the biggest thing that I have about this new time that we got going on. People don't want you to feel, because they don't want to take on your stuff, your crap. They got their own crap. But that is here nor there. You can feel the way that you want. You can express what you want. It's even a law, freedom of speech. Okay, we have to be okay with doing things from within. Intuition, you know, that inner whisper. What is it telling you? These are spiritual gifts that we all have. You know, even when you, have you ever read somebody? You can look at somebody, you could just tell. Those are things from inside. That's a gift, to look at somebody and see that they're hurting, to look at somebody and tell that they're a little off. And it's your job and your responsibility, if you feel somebody else's emotion, to take action. See, we're all here for each other, you know, to give to each other so that we all are prosperous, but we all become selfish. And it's just becoming a monopolizing world out there. And that's just not what it was meant to do. That's not what the world was meant to be like, where we're just constantly fighting, monopolizing, and just being greedy. And then when we die, we can't take a thing with us. That is really not how it's supposed to work. So just remember that. The closer you are to your dreams, the closer you are to your spirit. And the closer you are to your spirit, the closer you are to God. And together, all those components, you can find your purpose. Keep dreaming.